Greetings, it's Dr. Burnett, publishing pusher, the all-in-body place of encouragement, cultural empowerment. Weekly, she'll engage conversations with entrepreneurs and creatives. And these insightful interviews are designed to help us build our businesses, respective brands, ourselves, and to hopefully propel us to that next level of greatness. Big Boss. So with no time to waste time, it's officially go time.
All right, everybody. Again, welcome to Dr. Annette, Publishing Pusher Chat. I'm excited today to have a wonderful person with us who I've had the opportunity to interview in one of our prior seasons. So as you listen today, go back also to hear the interview that we did a few years back. But I want to introduce you to Dr. Victoria Sheffield on today. Hi, Dr. Victoria.
Hello there. I want to just thank you so much for allowing me to grace your platform. Truly, it's a blessing, and I am honored, excited, and just thrilled to be here.
Yes, I'm excited also. Mm-hmm. So today, I know you have many books out there. So Dr. Sheffield has, as they say, a plethora of books and topics on Amazon and other platforms. She's going to talk to you about one particular book today and maybe even have the opportunity to share about some others. But a few of the books that I know that she has out is Breakthrough Prayer Book, Write Down the Vision. One talks about being wounded. And I believe today we're going to talk about Nell Jackson Designs, if I'm not mistaken. Dr. Victoria, I've been following you for quite a while, so I've had the opportunity to see a lot of your ministry, business, although business is ministry and ministry can be business. So we don't want to separate these things because everything that we do it as unto the Lord. And so today I want Victoria, as we're talking, Dr. Victoria, to even share with us, not just about her book, but about her life, about how she's moving and shaking as an entrepreneur, doing her entrepreneurial aspects as she's moving forward, and all in the kingdom. See, I said we can't separate this. So it's all inclusive. So today, y'all, whatever come forward is what it's going to be, okay? We're not packaging this any particular way. And we're just having a chat. As friends get together and they chat, that's what we are doing today. So y'all, if I give a little hiccup in here, y'all just go right on by it and listen to everything that's being said. But Dr. Victoria Sheffield, I want to give you the opportunity because I don't want to read your bio. I want you to tell us who you are before we start talking about your book.
Well, I tell you, I wear many, many, many hats. I'm a mother of six. My husband and I are blessed to say that we have five girls and a son. In 2009, I became a licensed ordained minister. Now, in 2007, I started writing my very first book, which is a preschool curriculum for children that are entering into kindergarten. And I tell you, that was the blessed start of, as you have stated, many publications. Most of my publications are Christian-related publications. I've done a lot of books related to business. I've done a lot of books on social media marketing because if you follow me, you already know I'm very, very, very active on social media. I've done a lot of workshops on social media marketing on and offline. I've done quite a few anthologies, which were such a blessing to me to be honored to have the opportunity to write them with other authors. As you mentioned, the Breakthrough Prayer Book, that was one of the anthologies that I did with other authors. And it's been an interesting ride. I've gotten to the point where I don't even count how many publications I've done anymore. I know it's at least over 20. Some of them are on Amazon. I tell a lot of people, much of what I've done is not on Amazon for whatever reason, but writing is something that I do every single day. I write from my heart. I write from my spirit. You know, as the Lord gives it to me, that's when I release it into the atmosphere. You know, I wait until I hear His voice. I journal. I have learned to journal a lot. Journaling was something I never did in the past, but I learned that if I am to be a Christian author, that it's very important to not only spend time with the Lord, but as He gives it to me, to make sure that I have this place where as I'm hearing His voice, where I can write down what He is saying so that when I present my publications to the people, and as they are reading it, they are actually hearing from the Lord. So if you've read any of my books, it's just like you can feel the Lord speaking to you through my publications. And that is what I am passionate about most, just being led by Him. Whatever He gives me, that's what I want people to receive through my writings. And about 2 years ago, some may know, my mother passed away. She was a 40-year entrepreneur, a fashion designer. She was a pastor. She was an elder. She was a grant writer. She was just so many different things in terms of how many hats that she wore. She had her own nonprofit organization, Divine Women of God Ministries. I'm just blessed and honored to have had her. I tell people, it doesn't get any better than that. She was my Shiro. She was my first business coach. And I thought about it after she passed away. I said, you know, it would be a shame for me to have written so many different things, to have accomplished so many different things in my life in terms of writing, but not share in her legacy through my writing, you know? So I wrote her book in about 3 days. And it was painful, though. It was one of the most painful things I've ever done in my life. So I tell people that want to publish from a place of, it could be trauma, it could be a traumatic childhood, it could have been a divorce, you know, regardless of what the trauma is, it's not going to be an easy ride, you know, to write about something that happened that hurt, you know, came from a hurtful place. But if it's something that's going to help the people in the future, then it's a must do. So I didn't second guess it. I didn't have to question if it was something that I should do. I knew that this was something that I wanted my grandchildren, even my great, great grandchildren to read. She was just amazing. And I'm sure that I am who I am because of her. I wanted people to know that it doesn't matter where you come from, because part of her story is she came basically from the country. She came out of nothing. She had nothing. My mother was a sharecropper, basically, you know, where, you know, you pick the cottons and you pick vegetables and things like that. That's all of the work that they had available to them down in South Georgia. And she married early. My father and her married early when he was 18. And she's 2 years younger. So she was 16 years old when they married and left down in South Georgia and moved up here to Atlanta. She had nothing. She knew anyone. She didn't even know how to drive. She didn't even have a driver's license. And she called my grandmother and she goes, Mom, she said, I just can't find a job. She said, I don't know what to do. And my grandmother said to her, I'm trying not to give too much of it, but I really want to share this. But my beautiful grandmother said to her, if you don't have a job, she said, make a job. I started to actually title a book that after my beautiful
that
late
grandmother. That would have been a great title. That would have been a great title also.
Yes.
But let me ask you something before you go forward. So, you know, your great grandma tells her, you know, make a job.
My grandmother.
your grandmother. Your grandmother tells her to make a job.
Make a job.
Mm-hmm. Make a job. So how have you made jobs? Like,
oh, goodness.
Have people just offered you everything, or have you had to step out and make a job?
I have had to do both. Let me just say this. Because I had the dynamic mother that I did, I had a mother that nurtured our gifts. If my mother saw that we had an interest in something, for example, if she saw that we had an interest in painting, she would go to the store and buy a paint. She would buy books on it. I mean, you name it. She nurtured our gifts. All right. So I had that side of it. But then I also had another side of it where one day I did get grown, and just like anybody else. And I had a beautiful mother like that, but then I had to learn how to take what she had given me and fly. So, oh my goodness, I love to cook. I actually used to like to, and I know we're not making this about you, but I used to love to watch you cook because I love to cook as well. So I have made money baking for people when my children were little. I bake cakes for people. A lot of people don't know that. I did catering on the side. I would do it now if the money's right, okay? So I love to make flowers. I love to floral design if a person is getting married, okay? I have done entire weddings, but a lot of people don't know that because I do not promote a lot of what I do on social media. So I tell people this right here. Money is all over the place, all right? It's all over the place. Truly and surely, we cannot do everything. You know what I mean? But once we really tap into who we are and what our purpose is, and how do we do that? By praying and asking the Lord to show us who we are. Why are we here? What's our purpose? Once we do that, the resources are there. We just have to trust. We have to follow his lead, you know, and we have to take that and we have to run with it. It's our choice what we decide to do with what has been given to us. And that's what my mother did. She sold as a little girl. All right. So here she is in Atlanta without a job. And they ended up joining a church here in Atlanta. And people started seeing her ability, her gift. All right. So that's another thing. If people don't see who we are, a lot of people are so afraid to market, to do a live video. But if people are not able to see our gifts, how can they support our gifts? So she started making herself these dresses, wearing them to church. And the rest, Dr. Annette, is history. This was a lady, I don't ever remember once she started sewing, all right? Once she tapped into her gifts, you know, with that push that was given to her through her mother. As a little girl, all I remember is, I remember storefront boutiques. I remember clients seemed like they were just everywhere. She stayed busy. That was her life. I was brought up at fashion shows like all the time. You know, that was basically our life. Me, my sister mostly, because we were the oldest too. She's older than myself. We helped her a lot with that fashion business. So that's the reason why we both know how to sew. And then of course, she later on got a degree from Morris Brown here in Atlanta in fashion herself. But my mother's motto is this, Dr. Annette. Her motto is turning visions into reality. And interesting enough, my motto is where a lot of people are able to see is manifesting vision. All right. Manifesting vision. And I tell people the sky is your limit. It's your limit, but you've got to be willing to turn that vision after you have realized who you are into reality. All right. So this is much of what that book is about. It's basically the untold story of Nell Jackson Designs. It's a tap and a glimpse into her legacy. There's just a beautiful message there in the book that lets people know pretty much what I've already said. It doesn't matter where our start is, you know, but what matters.
It sounds like a movie.
Oh my God.
It really sounds like a movie that I enjoy. Real life.
Yeah.
True life things that have happened to people. I always want to know how people moved from A to Z. Everybody has a beginning, but how did you get from way over there to here?
Yeah, you are so right, because, you know, some people's stories look easy, but, you know, this is why it's so important to tell these stories, you know, tell them so the people will know, you know what? I'm here, but just because I'm here doesn't mean I have to stay here. Because if Dr. Annette started somewhere, and if Dr. Victoria started somewhere and they're here now, then so we can basically do the same thing, because so many people are discouraged these days. So I think stories, I'm like you, are just an amazing thing. I love to watch the true stories that come on TV. I'm like, wow, okay. So empowered and so inspired by people's stories. So that's it. In a nutshell, she started out with nothing, but she ended up with a celebrity fashion designer status, which is a blessing to me, because many days I could look on television and say, my mother made this, my mother made that. A lot of people didn't know it. We didn't just, you know, tell everybody that that was the case, because we're basically humble people. Both my parents from the country, we're not really like that. But it's just a blessing to know that with hard work, with faith, you know, and just trusting in the vision that God have given us, that we can do mighty and great things before we leave this earth, if we really tap into who we really are. And we've got to see ourselves already there. We've got to, you know, and that's just it. So I'm just grateful and blessed to have had the opportunity to write and to share her story so that my family can understand where she came from, as well as other people outside of the family as well.
So let me say to everyone listening, Nell Jackson's Designs, a story to be read, a story for you to delve into. So let me ask you this question. Because I'm sure as a child, as a young adult, you're watching your mom and how she's going through different things that she's doing. So here's a question, because, you know, we really want to talk about the business aspect as we are dialoguing. Mm-hmm. But most people have some type of budget challenges when they get started with a project. Mm-hmm. So you have to learn, or you have to know some things. So that means we have to learn some things. So say, for instance, you're in the midst of what you're doing and you have some extra funds. You have some extra funds that you can use. Would you use those funds for more development, manufacture, something more to market, or something entirely different? If you had some funds, which direction do you think you would utilize those funds for your project?
Okay. Do you mean like a specific project, or basically just in general?
If you have a project and you want to equate it to the project, that will make it probably a little easier for people to see. But if not, and you can just tell us why you would choose which area that would, so you can look at development, manufacturing, marketing, or even something else.
Okay. Let me just say this. I'm really big on education, huge on that, really, really big on investing. Every time I have ever gotten a lump sum of money, I have almost always, and this resonates very true, Dr. Annette, put my money back into my business in the sense that I invested into more products. I invested back into my brand. And part of me investing in my brand, this is true, is my wardrobe. But a lot of people don't really know that. You know, I put money into my wardrobe, not to be this big show, but it has something to do with my brand. I believe the more I am educated in certain areas, the more money I can make. All right. And so I think some of you may know, if you've kind of been following me here lately, I'm actually taking Spanish classes right now. Yeah. It's something I always wanted to do. Why? As a 21 year, and I'm trying not to get off the publishing thing, but as a 21 year Avon sales representative, there's a lot of money that I'm missing out of simply because of the huge Spanish community that is now here in Metro Atlanta. So part of me doing so is strategy. It's strategy. It's not just because Dr. Victoria wants to learn Spanish. No, it has to do with business with me. So I believe what you put into something is what you're going to get out of something. I have a long list of financial to-dos, okay, in terms of working on projects. Let me just say this. Some of you may know, if you're watching, that I am doing a conference. So there's quite a few things I would like to do with this conference. I would like to put more money into marketing. I want to put a little bit more money this time into decoration for the conference. That's been something that in the past that has been on a very low budget, the decorating end of it. But this time, because of some things that I want to do in the future, part of my strategy is I need to decorate that conference a little bit more. Let me just say this real quick, because I want to tap into something that my mother used to do more. She was also an interior decorator. I also would like to be a home stager. All right. And it all coincides with fashion and design. It all coincides. Because somebody may say, oh, my gosh, she's all over the place. Well, no, it really coincides with one another. And it's just a part of me carrying on her legacy. So I'm a strategy-based person. If you watch me, it's not a show at all. It's strategy, strategy, strategy. She's working on strategy. And I'm one of those people, I have never been the type to waste any money. All right? I have, Dr. Annette, three different bank accounts. One of my bank accounts, and these are different banks, is solely for this type of thing that we're talking about right now. Okay. So I have one of my banks is strictly for conference and business travel. So in a nutshell, I'm so glad you really brought all of this up, because a lot of people don't think this way. A lot of people don't think this way. This is another reason why at the upcoming conference that I'm having two that are really educating the entrepreneurs on finances. Because so many people, yeah. I want to do that. They don't think about any of this stuff that you and I are talking about right now. And so all of it.
Do you think that many times when people say they don't have resources, they probably already have resources, they just have not allocated them the right way?
The resources are always there. When I say always, I tell those, Dr. Annette, that I coach, Google. All you got to do basically is Google, all right? YouTube offers a lot of free resources for people that don't have the money into their budget to put back into what they're doing. A lot of people want the education, you know, but they don't have the money to go back to school. They don't have the money to take a course. They don't even have the money to pay for one coaching session. You know what I'm saying? But I tell them, find somebody such as yourself and such as myself that is on social media that shares information all the time. We share, if people will really tap into us, we are really giving out free information all the time.
We
all right?
A lot of master classes for free.
We really do. Okay, I tell people it's nothing like actually doing the actual class now, because I don't want people to hear that and get away from, you know, signing up for a class or registered for one of our classes or anything like that. But the resources are all over the place. There are a lot of things that take place in the community. For example, when I was first starting out and I really wanted to learn more about business, I knew a lot financially because of my mother, but sometimes I wanted to independently get out alone and just learn. I found out that here, the public libraries, this was pre-COVID, were offering so many free trainings in so many different areas. Matter of fact, they allowed me to start teaching many of these classes and workshops, and they were free to the public. So we just have to learn how to take advantage and gravitate to what's there and not utilize the fact that we don't have a certain amount of funds in our budget as an excuse as to why we're not growing. And of course, a lot of my followers, they don't want to hear that, but I always tell them it's tough love, and I'm just giving it to you from a place that's right here in my heart that's saying zero excuses. A few years ago, I did a 7-day zero excuse campaign, and every day for 7 days, I wrote on social media excuses that some people make why they don't succeed. And then I also put the answer to the excuses that people make. And I say this because I have come from nothing to where I am now too. People don't know a whole lot of my story, all right? People don't know. And if I am where I am, anybody can make it. Anybody can write that first book. You know, it just takes to not give up on it, to press, you know, to press your way through. I never forget that first book I did. I knew nothing about publishing.
Like me, but we're going to get it done. The Lord said, you can do it. Be like, okay, I'm going to get it done.
That's it. I had no help, and I was so broke. Guess what? I couldn't pay a writing coach. I didn't even know about writing coaches back then, right? So all I had was research that I was able to do, okay? I had the public library. I speak so highly about the public library because that is what I had to do, okay? So I checked out books. I even purchased a secondhand book on publishing to help me do that first book, okay? So the way is always there.
So that's what I'm always saying. If we have a desire to do something, the mm-hmm. only person that's going to hold us back is ourselves. If we are willing to research, take the time, to sit down, watch a little less TV, go get you some books from the library, look at less TV, read those books, get your notebook, put your notes down. You will learn so much. But listen, everybody, this is Dr. Annette, Publishing Pusher. So I am pushing. Somebody said, publishing pusher. When I think of pusher, I think of drugs. It's like, no. Pusher means you can push people to do anything in any way. I want to push people so that they pull the vision out of their head. Pull the vision out of your mind, because as long as it's in your mind, it's all messed up, all discombobulated. But once you can pull that out, how can you pull it out? You can audio it if you don't want to write it. You can get it in. I'm a notebook girl. So before I ever get to typing anything up, I'm writing it in notebooks. I'm just writing it. And I got so many notebooks that I've written in. But you have to take the time to do the work. It's not just going to happen. Like Dr. Sheffield said, she just had to start going to the library and finding what she wanted. What year did you say your first book was published?
2007.
Mm-hmm. I published my first book in 2006. There wasn't all of this stuff that's on the internet. It was not on the internet. All of this stuff on YouTube, that stuff was not out there where you could just click one thing and put it, write something in, and all of that stuff appears. We had to just find whatever we had and trust that we would do the best that we could do. We didn't get it right. We didn't get it right, but we got it done. Sharon Shannon, the faith coach, says, done is better than perfect. Done is better than perfect. We got it done. We might have had to go back and relook at some things when we learned more things, but you got to get started. So Dr. Sheffield coming on today is telling you how she got started. Her example was her mom. Mm-hmm. Her example was her mom and her mom's story. And that story should resonate with us, that if you don't have it, and if nobody is opening it for you, open it for yourself. This is good stuff. This is good stuff. This is good stuff, Dr. Sheffield. So listen, y'all, I just want you to know, when we do these podcasts, we just talking to each other. Nothing fancy, no fanfare. We just talking to each other because we have conversations with people all the time and we don't try to package it any particular way. We just talk about what's on the table at the moment. So Dr. Sheffield, as I said, you have done so many wonderful things. And as you said, some people might say, oh, she's all over the place, but that's okay. When you understand how the pieces come together to build the conglomeration that God has given you, then it all begins to make sense. So we've all muddled through for years saying, I did this, I did this, I don't see what that has to do with this. And one day God shows us how everything just comes full circle and all of those pieces are in place. So that's what Dr. Sheffield is talking about. That's what I talk about. We are living the dream, but we've done the work and we're doing the work. So Dr. Sheffield, as we begin to kind of come close to the end, we have about another 5 minutes. I want you to really take the time to share some, maybe two or three, however time that you have to do that, significant points that you believe your mother's book, the book that you wrote about your mother, can impact people. Because listen, everybody, I want you to go out and get Nell Jackson Designs. You don't have to be a designer to read this book. This is a real story. So I want you to give us some points that we can take away. And then I also want you to let people know where they can go to purchase the book. I'm going to leave you with that.
Awesome. Well, first of all, in writing her book as a conclusion or summary, there are some things that I'm not going to share here right now, but I want people to know that her life was not easy. It was not easy.
So the journey may not be easy. That's one point.
Absolutely. But look at the end. Look at the outcome. Because see, there may be somebody watching today, Dr. Annette. They may be tired. They may even be saying to themselves, you know what? I am tired of working on this vision. Every time I try, or every time I move to the right, something shifts me to the left. I have to keep putting it down and picking it up. And we already talked about the money aspect of it. I always tell people, don't let what you feel you don't have to stop you from succeeding and achieving, all right? The journey for mom was difficult, okay? It was very, very hard.
It might be difficult.
Yes, she had to work with us, okay? So I'm one of four children, all right? Because I had a father that said, oh no, you're deciding to move the business out of the house, okay? And now you want a storefront, guess what? You gotta take the little bitties with you. All right. It wasn't easy, even myself. Okay. When I first started my writing journey, I didn't have a car a lot of times. All right. Sometimes I had to walk. Watch this. Sometimes I had to take the kids to the library with me when I did
struggle.
Oh my God. And they were acting crazy. And I was like, oh, be quiet. You know, I'm trying to finish this book. You know, and by the time they would get so loud, I would just have to leave and begin again the next day until they got old enough to start school. So the journey is not going to be easy. Matter of fact, it's going to be hard. But if you keep on pushing and keep on pressing towards the mark, if you don't see your dime right now, y'all, I guarantee you that the Lord is going to bless you for your hard work. He's going to elevate you. He's going to give you exactly what it is that you deserve. All right. But you got to hang in there. You got to continue believing in the vision when there's no money there. You got to keep believing when you can't see your way through. You got to keep believing when they're talking about you. All right. You got to know what you know, what you know. And you got to want success enough to say, you know what? I'm not having a good day today, but I'm not going to give up on my dreams.
We got to listen, y'all. So she said a whole lot of points if y'all really listen. But I'm going to get a fourth point is don't give up on your dream, which means that what you said you were going to do, you need to be intentional about it, stay committed to it, and you will reach your goal. Dr. Sheffield, thank you so much for that. Can you tell everyone where they can find the newest book that you have?
Yes, it's on Amazon. They can basically look up my name, Books by Victoria Sheffield, or just type in Nell, N-E-L-L, Jackson Designs, The Untold Story on Amazon, or they can find me on social media. I'm Victoria, Dr. Victoria Lockett Sheffield, if they can't find it for whatever reason, and I can send them the information.
Oh, y'all, this was good. This was good. I learned some things about Dr. Sheffield more than the last time we interviewed.
All right.
I want to remind everyone, we interviewed before. So please go back. We have 3 seasons before. This is the 4th season. Go back to some of the older seasons and you will find an interview with Dr. Victoria Sheffield where she talked about another book and things that were going on. So you'll probably also notice that she's shifted in many ways and doing a lot more moving and shaking since that interview 3-4 years ago, I believe it was. But again, Dr. Sheffield, thank you so much for being on Dr. Annette's Publishing Pusher podcast. And I appreciate our chat on today. And let's connect again. You are welcome. I'm going to invite you because I know you're going to do another book to come back. See, I want everybody to know, I'm going to be talking to book authors, but I'm going to be talking to people because I want to know more than about their book. I want to know about their life, because those of you who are thinking about doing a book, you need to know that it's not just about doing a book, but making your book your business, becoming that authorpreneur, having that entrepreneurial spirit, and keeping everything in the kingdom as a kingdompreneur. So again, thank you so much, Dr. Victoria Sheffield.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me once again.
And I will see or hear or listen, talk, whatever we do next time. Catch you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to Dr. Vanessa Chad Podcast, brought to you by John A. Publishing. Be sure to stay tuned in for future conversations and engagements. Check out the website, johnapublishing.org, and subscribe to this show on your preferred podcast app. Shout out to 95 for the production. Be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.